Do you know the difference between optimal and peak performance for fighters? Too many fighters don't, and it's costing them. I see many pro and hobbyist fighters alike rightly working incredibly hard on their training, but mistakenly believing that every session must push them harder than the last. Go hard or go home has its place. However, this attitude is greatly misplaced and oversimplified. Understanding when this kind of maximal effort is needed and when it's not is what separates those that become the best they can be from those that boom and bust.
Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heatrick Muay Thai Performance.
In this episode, I'll explain what the difference is between optimal and peak performance training and how to use both approaches to best effect as a fighter. Let's get right into it. To achieve your own highest level, it's crucial you understand that peak performance is a temporary window, and if you try to hold it open too long, you lose. Timing your peak performance for a fight date, or periodically for those that don't compete, is how you'll achieve an ever-increasing rise in long-term performance. Peak performance is short-term. It can only happen when the conditions are at their best, when you've built athletic qualities in the right order, converting one into the other from a general athletic base into fight-specific power, speed, and relentless endurance. And when you're perfectly rested and fueled, ready to unleash hell, free from fatigue and distraction. To peak, your training workload should temporarily overreach, then immediately follow with a training taper that drastically reduces your workload. Outside of these short-term peak performance windows, the rest of your training should develop optimal performance. Optimal performance is long-term. It strives for the best you can do, given less than ideal conditions. Consistent effort over the long term makes the biggest difference to your performance. And to do this, you must bend but not break. It's useful to think of each training day's intensity as falling into one of three categories, either developmental, stimulating, or restorative. Or as coach Charlie Francis would describe them, high days, low days, and rest days. These distinctions are important for fighters because fighters are a demographic who love to push hard, and typically see less value in anything that's not maximal. But understanding how to program training for optimal gains in long-term performance gives permission to push hard on certain days, high developmental days, maintain momentum on other days, low stimulation days, and to recover when needed to on other days as well, the rest restorative days. That's how the days within your training week should shape up. However, it's also important to scale developmental weeks and restorative weeks too. Each new block of training introduces training at a lower intensity, then progressively turns up the intensity to maximal before deloading to allow restoration before repeating the cycle at a higher level again. Effectively, you take one step back in order to take two or three steps forwards again. Adopting this incremental loading and unloading approach will see you striding past the performance level of less disciplined fighters. You can ride continuous waves of intensity that wash ever higher as the training phase rolls on. And it's important to understand that developmental loads aren't all maximal. They simply sit above the threshold that stimulates improvement. You don't need to overdo it here. For example, when using resistance training to build strength on a low week, I'll prescribe a load that is lighter than you can handle. You'll finish the set feeling you had 3 or 4 reps left in reserve. That's enough to create a developmental stimulus, but also gives you room to push harder next week and force the body to adapt even further. This way, the medium week that follows will feel like you've got 2 reps left in reserve. Next, the high week is maximal. You can only just complete the number of reps prescribed. There are no reps left in reserve. The following deload week will step back to allow you to recover. It's restorative. And that way you'll feel like you have a good 5 reps left in reserve. Every training block in a fighter's program works through cycles of loading and deloading in this manner to ensure optimal performance and productive gains over the long term. For those that fight very regularly, true performance peaks are reserved for the most important fights, for titles or where rankings matter. Whereas optimal is true for the majority of other fights. The objective is not to merely peak your current level of performance for every fight without ever getting any better. The objective is to build long-term performance so that in a year, you'll be a different fighter. And in a few years, you'll be untouchable. This is very different to the flat, cyclic progress that a vast majority of fighters make with their athletic performance between one fight and the next. Investing time and effort to developing and using a solid training program pays back in a way that may not be hugely noticeable in the short term, a month or two, but holding your focus, keeping with it for longer periods, compounds your progress incredibly, while others slip back and are doomed to repeat. I'm looking to work with fighters that understand this and are hungry to make a real difference to their training. You can download the Optimal Fight Camp Blueprint from the show notes page or join one of my online programs if you want to get started right away. Doors to my flagship Heavy Hitters program open twice a year with limited spots. If enrollment is open right now, you can grab your spot right away. Otherwise, join the VIP waitlist to get early notification next time the doors open.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit Heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.